But we have this breaking story with science advisor and enterprisemission.com head Richard C. Hoagland, who's been monitoring Tropical Storm Wilma. Richard says he has seen some startling things happening. Richard, what have you found?
Well, as you know, because I sent you the image a few minutes ago, we've got evidence that someone is trying to kill Wilma. There is apparently the same kind of technology which we talked about last night in terms of the Ophelia loops a few weeks ago. We're seeing this extending from Honduras, which is several hundred miles to the west where Wilma is now located, into the eye of the storm as a kind of a tuning fork of geometric red thunderstorms, a double-line tuning fork-shaped of very heavy downpours. Someone is apparently triggering rainfall at right angles to the storm circulation in an effort to both kill the winds, decrease the wind velocity, and to basically sap the energy of the storm by turning the evaporated water into rainfall, releasing the latent heat, which would go up into the atmosphere and would therefore not be available to fuel the storm.
Now, this strange graphic that you just sent us, Richard, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's right under your name. If anybody wants to go and take a look at this, right under Richard C. Hoagland's name on the coasttocoastam.com website. And I got to tell you, for me looking at this, it looks like, now you see the heavy rain, the dark red. It looks like it's like, I don't know, it's going straight. It's strange. It's like somebody shooting something.
That's right. This is a beam of some kind of wave energy which has interference patterns. So you get condensation, refraction, condensation. So think of it as kind of a rope connecting the center of the storm with Honduras there. And you've got waves going up and down causing condensation in a regular geometric pattern. This is not nature. This is not seen in natural storms. This is someone trying to kill this storm before it becomes another monster in the Gulf. Now, it's going to be fascinating to watch and see whether they're successful. As I said to you in my note a few minutes ago, we've only seen this now in the last couple of storms. We saw it in Ophelia. We saw it in Rita just before she made the turn. And now we're seeing it in Wilma, meaning that someone is taking, I believe, an off-the-shelf technology that may have existed for, you know, decades before, and applying it to trying to reduce the severity of these storms, and we're going to see now whether they know what they're doing.
I find it interesting that we're talking about Nikola Tesla on tonight's program.
I thought that was incredible. I did not know you had your guest on, because this is exactly the kind of technology that Tesla was talking about. This appears to be a black ops version, a clandestine development over the last several decades that's been pulled out of mothballs or pulled from some other project and is being pressed into service to prevent Wilma from, as I said last night, you know, Wilma from
Flintstones
back to the Stone Age. If we get one more major hurricane, Cat 5 in the Gulf, coming up and hitting the oil refineries or, God help us, New Orleans, it's goodbye coast.
Well, what's interesting is, Richard, that unlike Scott Stevens, meteorologist, who believes that the weather's being manipulated for attacks on us, you're saying that some people are desperately trying to stop this one.
Well, I think there are two camps. I think Scott is right that somebody is doing something to enhance and direct storms for destructive purposes. I disagree with him in terms of who the bad guys are, because I don't think we know enough to know who the bad guys are. But I've also sent Tim this data, and he agrees with me that this is data of some kind of suppression being obviously applied by the B team, the opposite team, hopefully our team.
The good team.
The you know, let's say the good guys. And so let's watch this. Now, later tonight, I'll have a captain's blog posted on Enterprise, enterprisemission.com, explaining some of the background physics and the comparisons with Ophelia. But for people who cannot wait, you can go to Coast right now and see this loop from the University of Wisconsin. This is official data being funded by the U.S. Navy, George, and I thought it was important to let you know and to let our listeners know that we've got a smoking gun here to something, and we should watch it like a hawk over the next several days.
Well, I got to tell you, until you sent me the graphic, I was ready to call out the boys in white coats to come and get you, Richard. This is a remarkable piece of video that you sent us.
I think the technology of hurricane suppression or alteration or enhancement is art, and you're seeing it on your website.
And very quickly, what's the bill that they are passing for weather manipulation, just so everybody realizes that even Congress is considering this?
Well, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who is the very prominent Republican from Texas, who you see on all the new shows and commenting on the you know, president's selection of the new Supreme Court nominee, et cetera, she is the gal who several months ago in March introduced in the Senate, Senate Bill 517, for transfer of technology to a weather modification board in the U.S. Department of Commerce. Do you think Kay may know something?
She just may. And let me tell you something. Let's hope that the good guys are successful and that this one, Wilma, does not become a hurricane and hit the coast, the Gulf Coast, because those people can ill afford to get blasted again.
What's interesting is listeners should watch carefully the Weather Channel, CNN, anybody, everywhere you're going to see weather, and see where the predictions are for the storm and what actually happens. If I'm right, if this is suppression technology, every prediction will be totally wrong.
All right, we'll watch it.
Something different will happen.
All right, thanks, Richard.
Thanks, George.
That's Richard C. Hoagland monitoring the situation. And again, get up to the website, coasttocoastam.com. Take a look at the video that Richard obtained for us. It's right under his name. You might have to hit your refresh button, but go ahead. It is well worth looking at.